Here's a little blurb, real short. I was listening to Abraham Hicks, and they're talking about, creating the big money is the same as creating the little money. There's no difference. And you could look at that from a metaphysics standpoint. You can look at that from a practical standpoint. Doesn't matter. The fact that someone thinks there's some special thing that you gotta do to create bigger results is what keeps people from ever doing the simple thing that will create the bigger result. And so when we look at, okay, anybody can lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds here and there, and no one really is like, whatever, that's small. I want to get super lean. And most people will brush that aside because they don't think it's possible, and they think it requires some special thing. They think it requires some special secret, right? But the reality is, it's just as simple to get super lean, visible six pack, super defined, legs, arms, whatever it is that you want, as it is to lose 5 pounds. It's the same thing. It's just as simple, right? And the fact that people think it's not is what keeps them from doing those simple things, right? And there's a lot of assumption and crap baked into those statements. And this is something I'll talk more about actually in upcoming episodes because this is the work that I do with my clients, is showing them their own blind spots, showing them the, and if you're familiar with the stuff that I talk about, you may have heard me mention the book Filters Against Folly, but it talks about the three filters that we use: the literate, which is the words we use; the numerate, which is the numbers; and the eclit, which is then what, right? And so what a lot of people do is they use the literate, the words, to prevent further exploration, further inquiry, which basically, like, there's nowhere to go from there, right? And I'll give you a short example. I had a client. She said, it's, you know, I'm I she travels a lot for work, and she goes, she said something to the effect of, it's really hard to hit calories when there's a lot of work functions and I have to go out to eat dinner with colleagues and blah, blah, blah. And I just love, calorie dense foods. Okay. If we just allow those words to just be there, the literate, then there's nowhere to go from there. But if we go a step further, and what I asked her was, hey, these are all declarations. When you make declarations like this, like, I'm not going to try to, no one is ever going to be convinced. You cannot convince anybody. And so I'm like, and I'm not going to try to convince you. What I asked and said is, are you willing to make these declarations, like, or can you soften these declarations so that, like, if you're open to different possibilities? Because what do you, like, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you, like, no, it's easy. Because that never works. For somebody to tell you, like, no, you're just not, doing it right, like, it is easy. You gotta say it's easy. That's not correct. So what I ask is, like, can you soften these declarations? Like, let them be a little bit more malleable so then we can find other possibilities. Would you want that? Right? Are you open to the possibilities of going to these events and still losing fat and fitting into your calories the way that we want? And she said, yes. So from there, like, it's like, okay, well, how much work does it actually take? Let's put some numbers on it, because just to say, oh, it's too hard, doesn't, it's not, that's, that doesn't allow for any, like, what these things do is they prevent you from getting closer to the truth. So let's put some numbers on it. These are called thought stoppers. They prevent thought. Like, no, it's just really hard when you have to go out to eat all the time. Okay, full stop. Versus, okay, how much time does it actually take to plan what you're gonna eat? How difficult is it actually? Because this person is involved in a very technical and complicated field, managing dozens of people all across two continents. So if we get into the numbers, like actually, okay, this is not even remotely as complicated as what she's doing on a regular basis for work, right? And how long does it actually take? Does it take 2 minutes? Does it take 5 minutes? Does it take 30 minutes? Does it take an hour to plan for the day? Right? But now we're getting closer to the truth. We're not getting stuck in the literate and having thought prevented. So then obviously, like, yeah, okay, like planning what I'm gonna eat and, fitting my numbers in calories wise, that takes about 2 minutes. Is it, and she also agreed, yeah, it's actually very simple. All right, okay, so now we're a little bit closer to the truth. And then the eclit, right? Then what? Then the question is like, well, is spending 2 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes, we'll even say, is spending 5 minutes planning what you're gonna eat worth what you said you wanted? Because, and this is the other thing that I said, is like everything has to be related to the gap that you're trying to close. Like, why are we working together? You said you wanted to look a certain way, and that would require us to get down to a certain body weight or close to it. That's what you said. I didn't tell you that. And if that's important to you, and is 2 to 5 minutes worth giving yourself that? And that's up to you. You could say, no, it's not worth it. Cool. I'm here to support you. I'm not here to shame you or guilt you or tell you what to do or twist your arm. My job as a good coach is not going to do that. They're going to, and by the way, that's easier to do than to allow the client, guide the client to come to those realizations themselves. But that's up to you to decide. You said you wanted this. That's why we're working together. Is 5 minutes worth it? Is that trade-off worth it to get what you want? Yes or no? And obviously, so of course she said yes. And I was like, and then I pointed out to her, this is the job of a good coach, is to show you your blind spots. It's to bring like a light into the dark areas so you can clean up and get what you want, right? And I said, also, I want you to look at something. I guarantee you that you do all of this stuff that we just talked about with all of the people that you manage in all the different departments on a daily basis. And she was like, you know what? Yeah, I do. I do do that. So I'm like, okay, you have the skill set. It's not that you don't have the skill set. So again, it goes back to the questions like, this is preference based. Do you want to get that lean? And is the trade-off of a couple minutes of planning worth it? That's the truth. And that's how you get all the way down to the eclit filter, right? Because if we just stay and live in the literate, then we're having a not very productive conversation. And which also I mentioned to her, I'm like, see, do you see like these are useful and beneficial questions to ask yourself versus the declarations that you're making at the beginning? Those are not useful. Because they prevent further thought and exploration. And I know I'm repeating this stuff, but it has to be repeated because it's important. And going back to the beginning of this podcast where, it's It's just as easy to get very lean as it is to lose 5 to 10 pounds. And a big part of that is doing the simple things that would make you lose 5 pounds for a longer period of time. And using these tools to be able to adapt to different situations and scenarios. Like, I want to be able to adjust and adapt and still hit my calorie targets, whether I'm in San Jose, New Mexico, India, whether I'm making my own food or I have to eat out or I have to eat at some random restaurant. And these are the questions that allow that to happen. If you stay stuck in the literate filter, you cannot proceed further. And you will stay and you will have a lot of emotion and the feelings that are not helpful or they generally tend to spiral us it downwards, guilt, shame, anger, frustration, blah blah blah. Right? And so just a reminder, it's not difficult to get a six pack. It's as easy as it's the same thing that you would do to lose 5 pounds that you would do to get a six pack. And that desire is a preference. And this is all preference based. There's no should, there's no shouldn't. So these are more loving ways and more and stronger ways of navigating life. Whereas most people live in that should, shouldn't, should have, could have, which has a lot of emotion and drama and guilt and shame. Unnecessary. All right. And so, that's the work that I do. And if you're interested in actually working with me and building a plan that, and more of a operating system that allows you to get what you want systematically, regardless of circumstances, shoot me an email, ranbir013@gmail.com, RANBIR013@gmail.com, or find me on Instagram, ranbir.sangera. And let's talk. It's very simple. And I always call forth, like, it's for my people are the ones who are ready to, who are ready. Like they're not needing, they're not coming from a question of like, oh, I should do this. I'm thinking about it. They've already decided. And the reason for that is obviously number one, like I'm not interested in convincing anybody. But what I've noticed over the last 12 years of working with clients and just observing other people is the people who declare what they want and then take an action, those are the ones that get what they want. And so all my clients, they come to me, they're already decided. It's just a matter of figuring out the details and doing the work. So if you're interested in that, whether just a consultation call to get you pointed in the right direction or set up a game plan for you, or you want me to coach you, for until we complete that program, until we reach that gap and close that gap, message me, we'll talk, get you going, and help you live, the best life that you can. A stronger, leaner body is better for you, is better for your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, your family and your community. And most of all, it's better for you. It's much better to interact with the world, the physical world, in a leaner, stronger body than not. I will see you later.